You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hi, this is Ronio from CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, and I'm here with
Paige,
Charbel,
and this is our open mic.
Yay!
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I guess to start it off, we're all kind of new to this.
Yes. We're just high school students.
The first time we're doing this, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, really exciting. All the gear. It looks really cool.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. So I think we're going to start today with a would you rather question.
Yeah.
So, guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
Would you rather be forced to listen to the same 10 songs on repeat for the rest of your life or be forced to watch the same 5 movies on repeat for the rest of your life?
Oh.
Okay, this is...
Okay, you start.
It's kind of a hard question.
It kind of is.
Yeah. You can start.
Okay, I think for me, because, okay, I like watching different movies. I get bored of movies really fast. Mm-hmm. But I've listened to the same 10 songs for the last, like, 4 months. So... I would go with the songs.
Honestly, no, I feel you. I listen to the same songs.
Yeah, my Spotify Wrapped is like, it's really simple for me.
Really?
I only listen to like...
Isn't it coming in like 2 weeks, dude?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh my God. We're going to talk about it in like when it comes out.
We should do a Spotify Wrapped reveal as well.
Yeah.
I'm so down for that.
Is your Spotify Wrapped just literally like the same artist every year?
Yeah, it's like three.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
No.
It's kind of funny though. Yeah, no, it's just all the same stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
So what is your choice? Would you rather?
I just said.
So it's
the songs.
I picked the songs.
What are you guys's?
But how about you, Ronia?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I would definitely pick 5 movies because I'm not a movie person. I listen to a lot of songs.
Mm.
And I would rather just watch the same movies again.
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair, yeah.
Do you have any movies picked up?
The favorite movies?
Do you have
the classics?
I don't know, guys. Maybe I'll think about it.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Okay,
it doesn't come up.
So the next time we tune in,
yeah,
you'll have your movies.
Okay, I'll give you my top five movies.
Okay.
Well,
what is yours?
For me, I have to go with Paige. I'm on the same page. Pun intended.
You're joking. I thought you were gonna pick the same one as me, bro.
No.
Okay, but yeah, what songs?
What songs? That's a good
question. Like, what artist?
What artist?
Or like genre? Okay. I don't know.
No, pick one that you're literally gonna
specific
listen to
category.
For the rest of your life.
What song would you listen to? The rest of your life?
I feel like I could listen to one artist that would have to. I don't think any of you know the artist.
Maybe
what is it?
It's called Genesis.
I've heard of that.
You've
actually.
Heard Genesis?
I've heard.
It's a tough name.
Do you know the song that has like the. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. I can feel it coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're the guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I did not know that's your favorite.
We're learning something
that's
new.
That's not my favorite.
Well, okay.
They did music before, like in the 70s.
Like, they're older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I feel like that's something that, like,
okay,
my uncle would listen
what
to.
What is your top, though?
What is...
You like, want give me a song. No, give me, like, one top
just,
song.
Just say a song.
I have that in my mind.
A song?
Yeah.
I'd say maybe... It has to be well-rounded.
Yeah. It has to have a lot
Does
of stuff
it?
In it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because if it's something like very joyful.
That is true.
Over and over.
It's like, oh, I'm going to be so happy
all the time.
No,
don't think about just like, I'm overall asking like, what is your favorite song?
What's the first song?
Right now?
Yeah, at the moment.
It has to be The Knife by Genesis.
Ooh, okay.
Mm, okay.
Sounds very menacing.
We should play it next time, maybe.
Maybe.
If it's not on tops.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't think so. I don't think it is.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Or maybe It. It's just called It.
It like the like the movie, like the Clown movie.
Yeah, yeah.
With the creepy guy in the balloon.
It from their I think 1976.
Oh, that's
album.
Old.
Oh.
That's like the year my parents were born.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys are old.
My soul is old already.
Yeah.
It's already
old. It's okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The different genres.
Yeah. Pure musical theater.
I don't know, guys, but it would be way easier for me to respond to that question because my top song has been like the same for like 2 years now.
What is it?
I just love it so much.
What is it?
You guys don't know it. You just don't know that knowledge yet.
Okay, we're not like cultured.
Yeah, we're not cultured.
Yeah, it's just not like that.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Sorry.
How rude. I'm so cultured.
Yeah.
With my one epic playlist. Guys, it's so good. It's literally so good.
Okay.
But what about?
For the next song, I kind of picked it. So let's listen to it, and then we'll review it after.
Kind of picked it.
I picked it.
I'm no good. I'm a man with good intentions, just misunderstood. Every morning when you wake up, turn on to my side. Tell me just what do you see when you look into my eyes.
Take that.
Hey, everybody, we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, Roni, did you come up with your movies? So,
movie? Oh. Was I supposed to? I thought it's next week, guys.
No.
Okay, after,
just think of some movies.
Okay, I will. After maybe the next song. I got it. I'll give you one at least, so it's okay. So this movie. Song was Daniel Caesar, Won't Live Here. Mm-hmm. And, oh my God. Well, a lot of, like, literally, like, half of the world knows him because he's very popular.
Yeah, bro was, like, the outdoor concert at the park. Yeah.
Literally, I went to his concert, guys.
Yeah. People really? Were falling off of trees.
I returned because it was just chaos, actually. It was
too overwhelming for you.
How was the concert? Was it actually chaotic?
I could not hear him. I could just hear the crowd going, I can't see, I can't see. And much. Their phones, like, flying off.
That's everywhere. So funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. But this song that I played from him is, like, not one of the tops. And it's, like...
No. It's underground.
Yeah. I just really like underrated music, guys.
He's just. It's like, you guys wouldn't know him, you know?
Yeah.
You guys wouldn't know him. I just have
a really unique music taste.
It's very niche. Yeah,
it's really niche. You guys probably wouldn't know.
It's very hidden. You really have to. You have to dig deep.
Like, be in there for a while to, like, understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, he would.
You guys
post.
Are in the true fan, like, me.
Literally.
Because I'm saying.
I'm just like another bowl.
I'm telling you, he posted. On his Instagram, like, oh, I'm going to this park today.
Mm-hmm. But no, I saw that. After it happened, and I was like, what? Who is this guy?
Late.
Who is this guy? Why is he in Burnaby?
He just popped up randomly.
No, on my feed. I was just like pull up to this park, and I'm like, that's where I live.
It is.
That's no. Girl, it's not like where I live. Stop. But like I live near there.
Bro, mm-hmm. you could have got the spot for me.
I
at the front.
I didn't even know who the guy was.
Okay, from
holy
now
stutter.
On, if there's anything like that, I'll let you know.
Okay,
so you take the spot for me.
Well, or I can just, like, save the spot for you. Show up early and then leave.
Oh, that is true. No, but
I feel like
you
that
don't
many
understand.
Would be too stressful.
You don't understand the amount of people there.
I saw photos and stuff. People like Instagram.
I saw,
like,
one thing. I think
posting,
it was
like literally
pretty...
everybody that I knew was there.
I mean, I don't imagine it was like since it was
like
a
my
park.
Because
I'm
telling you,
they didn't set up anything. There were no gates.
No, they
stuff.
Had like there's no gates, but there's like sound.
There's
stuff.
No gate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'm
so
telling
I mean, people
you,
were crowding. I imagine.
No,
yeah.
It's just a very special
they're
kind
just,
of
like,
music. I just listen to
special
it.
Music.
But anyways, so I saw the TikToks that they were like, oh, he's definitely coming to Vancouver next. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, him. I have to like. After, I don't follow anyone on my account. I just follow, like, my friends. And then I mm-hmm. started following him just so I can see when he posts, where mm-hmm. he's going. So I just run up there. But it was so far away.
I mean, if you get a free show...
It's worth it. It's
yeah,
so worth it to get
it
free
wasn't.
Because we don't. I don't feel like there's a lot of live music.
I heard like yeah. one song and I left, and then it
oh
was like raining. It was
oh,
like
yeah.
raining crazy.
Oh, that would be so
that
cinematic.
Would be, that would also,
no, it was
but
not.
That would be so annoying. No, it would also bad. Be so annoying to perform in the rain though.
In a mosh pit, like, guys.
They were moshing.
How do you mosh to Daniel Caesar?
Yeah,
you
know, he's in a metal
people
band.
Went literally like
he's like soft like indie. Like.
Well, yeah, what would moshing be in an indie band?
In an indie band.
Okay,
like,
stop.
Okay.
I went and then I literally wanted to leave after the first song, but everyone was traffic. Like, the buses didn't come.
Everything was stopped.
I don't have
Daniel Caesar.
It was insane. So I was
just
stuck
like,
there.
He's just so underground.
And I was yeah. very hungry.
Yeah. The park got filled just because.
He's just so underground.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro. They just heard it from their houses and they're like, oh my god, who's this majestic king singing?
Yeah, they're just like, I'm just like summoned by this voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, people just like walking,
yeah,
living like, with their day and just like immediately getting hypnotized.
Just like, oh my gosh,
voice.
Wait, who is that?
That's what I'm saying,
giving,
guys.
Yeah.
Bro, his albums are so tea.
So tea.
Guys, go listen to it if you haven't.
So tea.
I'm
so
putting
tea.
You on some like
on.
Real niche music taste.
It's really niche.
Like super niche. No one would know this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, guys, let me put you on something. Oh. Katy Cooper from Pender Island.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Yes.
Still exist. Oh, you told me when we were just kids. I used to believe every word that you said. When you told me that no one could see the dead. But what else would you call this mess that we're in? Now this house is haunted all over again. Memories like old photographs inside my head. Oh, I wish that the real you had stayed instead.
Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Okay, that song was Holograms by Katie Cooper. And now the reason that I like her a lot is because I know her in person. She was she goes to a camp that I go to, Camp Homewood on Quadra Island. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's an amazing person. She's so fun to be around. She's a little awesome.
What you a small should, like, world that you actually know this person.
Yeah. Mm. You guys go listen to more of her stuff on Spotify or something.
You literally sing to you should like
literally
you should
did she
out.
Ever sing to you guys like in the camp?
Oh yeah. No, she does like the singing at camp. Yeah.
Huh.
It's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does she sound like the
she
same?
She sounds majestic.
Literally?
She sounds like it's like movie soundtrack core. Like it's just so majestic, and I love it so much.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
it's like yeah.
I will add that to my playlist.
Please do.
Yeah, that
she has more songs
beautiful.
Too. She has more mm-hmm. songs. That's not just her only song.
Very
and the
whimsy.
Cover.
I know. Literally,
the cover looks majestic.
Yeah, it does.
Story.
Honestly,
you guys want to describe it? I can't see from over here.
Okay, yeah. For because
it's like
for
ocean.
For the viewers, I can't see it.
Yeah,
it's like water.
Yeah, it's kind of just like a beach. It looks almost like a
but aesthetic.
Yeah, like waves coming in.
Yeah, very
and there's
peaceful.
Three people.
It's just people. Random people, boy.
Yeah.
What if it's meaningful to something in the album? Gotta go listen to it.
Exactly.
Figure it out. Exactly. You'd never know. Anyways, Ronia, have you finally come up with your movies?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Interstellar, guys.
Interstellar. Which one is that
one? Oh my god! It's basically this guy that like. It shows that like the earth have become like very like dry and like everything is so bad in it, like everything, like the farmers are not gaining money from what they're doing and everything.
Anyways,
they send him to the space.
I think I've watched that.
Yeah, it's the one where he I think,
and he returns.
He goes through like a black hole and then he comes back like 70 years later.
If you go through a black hole, you die.
No, you don't.
Scientifically,
you can't go through a black hole.
Yeah, it passes by.
Then you'd get sucked into it because gravity.
Actually, that is
it'd be a wormhole.
Did you know that it's the actual word for, I guess not dying in a black hole, but like...
Spaghettified. Yeah. No, because you... Okay, when you go into a black hole, there's so much gravity that you get like pulled and you get stretched out and you look like a noodle kind of, and then you just like shatter.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So if you go into a black hole, you die.
Most of that is theoretical, right? I mean,
you never know. But like time really like it slows down.
I know about that.
Time
and
the stuff.
I was a space nerd when I was like...
Space nerd.
Y'all don't get it.
Give us a fact about space.
Yeah. You have any?
That was black holes, but one of my projects was about that.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, but the movie is so awesome, like oh my god, it looks so
really
realistic. And they were selling like new tickets on cinema just for like anniversary of it,
like a rerun.
Oh yeah,
that's actually kind of god. That's when you know a movie's good though, is when
it
comes back to theater.
I saw it on I watched it on our TV and also on the plane, so I never got the quality. Mm-hmm. Like I really want to experience like big screen.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah. And I feel like nowadays the cinema experience is gonna be absolutely like blowing your socks off.
Absolute
that would be
cinema.
Insane.
Yeah.
That would be okay, insane. But like, wait, what movie should come back to theaters?
What?
Interstellar. Definitely.
Interstellar.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I think? Inception should go back to theaters.
What's that?
Have you never seen Inception?
What is that?
I have not seen Inception.
It's another Christopher Nolan movie. Have you seen The Batman?
Okay, but what is it about?
Inception is about I haven't watched it in a while. But it's about
you forgot to.
Okay.
I've heard of it. I just have not watched it.
It's the one where you can go into other people's dreams and like modify what they think.
Oh, really?
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay, but like, how about like, would you like mess up their mind or something? It's like 11 powers.
I guess how it works, kind of.
Yeah.
The whole movie. Okay.
Oh my gosh, I read a
lot
book
of
like
this
that.
Is gonna be like paraphrasing.
Okay.
But I remember that it's like, these guys are trying to implant the idea of like, I think. Ruining this guy's business.
Oh, and they're like,
and
oh, they that's like revenge or something?
Yeah, they go into his head
to get
the codes
Ooh.
For a vault or something.
Like Matrix?
Wait, that's so cool.
Like the Matrix?
I guess so, kind of. I guess
it's like
almost like the Matrix.
Yeah.
If you die in the dream, you die in real life.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
Wait, that's so cool.
It's a cool movie.
That's so
it's
cool.
A good movie.
Would you get like brain dead or something, right?
I don't think they ever explain it, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just
they never really explain what happens if you die in your dream in Matrix.
Oh, the Matrix.
Don't you
just
get like disconnected
God.
Or something?
I think so, but then it's like you never come back. So like is it like are you brain dead or
you
are you
watched
just like
the Matrix?
I did.
That's so out of character. I don't know how
I
to
watched it with my
that.
Dad and my sister. They're
so
like obsessed with like the action movies.
But
what do you mean out of character?
I don't know.
I watch movies.
Because I personally it was a good movie. I get the point, but like it was like I don't know.
That's not
the genre I would go for usually.
Yeah. My dad said that he would quiz me on it if I didn't like actually pay attention, so I had to
like,
pay attention, guys.
Like
and
when,
you know,
look, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't bad.
That's fair because
it's
I feel
iconic.
Like a lot of times, it's like you're watching movies and then the other person just goes to bed.
Yeah, that's what happened when I was trying to watch Dune
that's
with my
nice.
Dad. I fell asleep because it was such a long movie, and then I just like zoned out for half of it, and then I couldn't understand what was happening.
No,
I feel like it's almost always.
Is that like a collective experience?
No, for me it was backwards. I'd watch a movie with my mom, and she'd just fall asleep by 5 minutes.
Oh, that's so real.
Okay, when I pick the movie, I'm not the one to fall asleep.
Oh, that's so real. Again,
like,
okay, yeah, that's fair. Because you're like, at that point, you're not even watching the movie. You're just watching the other person. To
literally, it's just
like
funny.
It.
Yeah.
But no, that part in The Matrix that like they're turning him into like a real like human form.
Wasn't mm-hmm. he a real
that
human
is not
in the first
like
place?
No, the one that is not like the stereotype.
Oh,
one,
the
that doesn't
the,
look.
Yeah.
That
guy.
Part that they literally like torn him.
Oh, that's,
oh my god,
that's
that
freaky.
Part was so weird. Okay. I did not like that.
The one
that.
Part I didn't like about The Matrix was the one part where it was like there was like a bot and it was kind of like a scorpion and then it like went inside of his
oh
belly
my
button.
God, I
that
know.
Was, that was traumatizing.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Yeah, that was a horrifying scene.
That was terrible.
Oh my god, I know, yeah.
Oh my gosh, and then that big needle. It's because I'm scared of needles.
Guys,
oh my goodness, my dad regretted showing me
when
that.
When I was watching it, I have a story.
Oh.
I was watching on the plane and my plane was very bad and it was landing. I literally thought I'm dying at
oh
the same
gosh.
Time that I was watching that
like,
movie.
Like, we're going to crash. Oh, no.
Literally, everyone were crying on that plane.
Really?
It was everybody?
So mean. Really? That's just that bad of a plane
yeah,
driver?
Yeah, it was so bad. You don't understand. It was going like...
That's like my worst fear.
I don't know how
plane
to
crashing?
Even,
yeah.
Who, I mean, who? Okay. Honestly, whose isn't? Who doesn't fear that their plane is going to crash?
You don't understand.
No, but it's like that's
that.
Like every time I get on a plane, I'm just like, oh my gosh, we're gonna die. Yeah.
So. Anyways,
that's the yeah. only reason why I don't want to travel after grad.
Talking about a crashing, I guess no, that's a crashing exit.
Crashing exit. This is a crashing.
This
entrance.
Is a crashing entry. Is let me put
cook,
you
let him
on.
Cook.
Let me
cook.
Put
okay.
you
yeah.
on. Okay.
Next to the box, the promise of the biggest prize.